spider can. Spins a web any size, catches seeds just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Welcome fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find a Spider-Man.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So we just heard the Spider-Man original cartoon theme song, because that's what I think about trying to murder spiders. It won't work. But no, that was an awesome proggy, post-rocky sort of track that Parts Unknown with your host Chris played. And it was a great segue. And I was like, well, what about murdering spiders? I think Spider-Man would get kind of angry. Because if we all remember, and for those who don't know, we can't all remember if someone doesn't know. But anyway, for those of us who remember and those who don't know, he did get bitten by a radioactive spider, and that's what gave him his powers. And I'm not sure if the costume came with it. I don't know how that works. I think in the movie he, like, sewed it and stuff, but if anyone has actually ever tried some amateur sewing, it's very difficult, and his costume is very good. So I think that the spider may have made it for him, because it's a little bit weird for this, like, high school kid to just be like, you know what? I'm going to get really good at sewing now and make this awesome outfit. It's very unlikely. I have tried to sew my own clothes, and as a result, I went out. The hobo in my neighborhood looked better than I did. So that'll just go to a testament to how difficult it is to sew. Nonetheless, so today is Monday. Big things that happen on a Monday is everyone's kind of sad because it's Monday and you have to go to work for the week. Unless you're the kind of person that works on weekends and you get Monday off, then you're kind of happy. But anyway, for most of us, Mondays are kind of lame. So it's my job, amongst other things, to hopefully make your day go better. That's why I do offer free hugs at all points of the day, all points of the week, to anyone of varying hygiene. So that's not a thing for me. I will hug you if you haven't showered in 2 months. I'll probably give you a high five, too, just because that's a little epic. A lot gross, but a little epic. Anyway, so we're going to start with something not proggy at all, just because it happens sometimes. Granted, Canadian, this is a... When did this come out? This came out in 2005. This is a Toronto hip-hop ensemble. Their description says they're politically minded, but I don't know. Whatever. This doesn't seem terribly politically minded. I like this track. I like to put it on and kind of sing and dance while I walk through the library, and people give me weird looks because they're like, what is this kid doing? He doesn't look nearly as depressed as we all do. Anyway, so without further ado, which I don't know where that comes from. I don't even know. Anyway, hold on. I'm trying to make it start, so I have to talk or else we're going to get weird dead air. Why are you not working? Oh, there we go. Okay, so this is Sweatshop Union. Kind of ironic band name to begin with. They have a 2005 album called United We Fall. Again, dripping in irony. And then the track is called Cut Back, since June. Anyway, here we go.
Since June, on the road doing shows since June. Half drunk every month since June. And honey, I really think I need to cut back. Barely slept all week, cut back. Barely kept on me, cut back. Honey, truly think I see
I need to cut back. I need to cut back. I need to cut back. I need to cut back.
I smoke and drink, I cuss like sin. I smell like hotel linen and gin. Cause see, I've been on a binge, Roger sipping and grinning, stumbling around my day from beginning to end. They're repeating again and repeating again. It's just one long cycle, it's repeating again. And I've been feeding the trend from evening till AM, friend. I wish I could stop, I'm just so damn dependent.
Haven't been home for a minute and I'm wiped out. Getting older by the minute and I'm like, wow. I wanna admit it, but I'm in it for the lifestyle. It can be wicked, but I'm sticking with it right now. Deep breath, release out. One more drink, one more joint. Each time, one more thing to roll up late. It was Super 8 Motel. Know this rain, I won't rejuvenate so well. Oh hell, don't tell me to slow down. I won't help it. Too deep to know how. Know why? We're doing it to get the show live. Side it goes hand in hand with the pro life.
Been away since when?
Since when?
On the road to no end.
No end.
Half drunk since 10 a.m.
Pass out, wake up, repeat it again.
Been away every day since June. On the road doing shows since June. Half drunk every month since June. And honey, I really think I need to cut back. Belly slept all week, cut back. Belly kept all week, cut back. Honey, truly think I see.
I need to cut back. I need to cut back. I need to cut back. I need to cut back.
Really new to routine, but losing it way of amusing me. But it ain't what it used to be. It's like new day, new city, new club, new shit, but it ain't news to me. See the same posh hotels, cross the street, the same Taco Bells, same all licks and 26 of our sales. McDeals and Benedict's, come on now.
Same old town, same old crowds, same ups and downs, same old routes now. Same dream feeling for the next few weeks, same scent of cigarettes on the bed, same sheets. Making same late night calls from hotel rooms, saying same broken promises I'll be home soon. Facing same headaches and woes as those when I left, taking in every second the alarm ain't set. And it all gets further and further, out of control. Further we go, begin to worry, I know it's early, but yo, don't wanna lose my grip on the hole. Wind up some washed up piece of shit on the road.
Get away every day since June. On the road doing shows since June. Half drunk every month since June. And honey, I really think I need to cut back. Belly slept all week, cut back. Belly kept all week, cut back. Honey, truly think I see.
I need to cut back. I need to cut back. I need to cut back. I need to cut back.
Pick them off with a hype track to hit them hard like a Louisville spike bat. You like that? They can't help but come right back. Grab your life jack, we gon' wild out tonight, man. If you're with us, put up your right hand. If you're with us, put up your light hand. Get them out, get them rock like a live man. Get them out, what the fuck's behind that?
We keep it all hype all night, alright. So put the bed on the ditch and you caught tight. So wanna be it all like y'all type. Y'all might just be the weakest tribe that ever saw like Sussy Mellow with my man Marmalade. Two reps on the sweatshop, seven large brigade. Fit the sickest shit, says splitting bars of eight. Make it so the number one spot is hard to take.
And okay, so that was that track. That concludes the hip hop portion of my show. Yeah, that was it. I just kind of like that track. It's been sort of getting me through my midterm and paper season, which is a lot less interesting than it sounds, and it doesn't sound all that interesting. But anyway, moving on, we're going to play, or I am going to play, and you are going to listen. What do we got? Let's do this one. Okay, so Sigur Rós is a band that is quite out there. I don't know if you guys know them. They're really good. They are from Iceland or Finland. I think Iceland, although some sort of Icelandic area up there where it's cold and icy and people are blonde. Maybe that might just be a stereotype, I know. But anyway, I'm not sure if this, they released a new album just recently called Inni. It is a compilation of a lot of like live tracks. I'm not sure how many of the songs, if any, are like new material, or they're just kind of like just live shows and just live recordings. But nonetheless, it came out just recently, and Sigur Rós is really, really good. They sing in their own language. I think I'm pretty sure they do, because it doesn't sound like any real language, and it's very hard to sing along with as a result. But either way, this is the track Ebo, like E the letter hyphen bow, B-O-W, like a bow and arrow. So you know, we can debate on the metaphorical meaning of that. Or you don't have to. You can just listen to it. It's really good. But anyway, this is Sigur Rós off their, I guess, new album of live stuff and maybe new material. To be honest, I didn't go through every song on the 2-disc album and then cross-reference it with the discography of Sigur Rós, because A, I don't own it, and B, I really could not be bothered. That's a lot of work for very little payoff. And I don't like doing things if I don't get a payoff worth the work. It's not worth it. It really isn't. And if I don't have to do it, I'm not gonna. That is my philosophy for the day. Anyway, this is Ebo. It's good. I actually have a friend named Ebo. Spelt differently. But every time I say Ebo, I think of him. It's a little weird. Anyway, he's a good kid.
Thank you. to you know what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most of 11, the and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Sometimes you just gotta turn it up to 11, right? Let 2011 be the year we turn it up to 11 and raise $35,000 during the annual CITR Fund Drive. Fund Drive goes down November 17th through 24th, and mark your calendars because the Fund Drive finale party will be happening at the Biltmore on November 25th. See you there.
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
That was hilarious. Okay. So, yeah, Fun Drive is coming up. Fun Drive is solid because that's when you guys get to support us. Us is in this radio station here, which does a crap ton to support local independent music, just the music scene. And the fact that we get to play whatever we want means you don't have to listen to Katy Perry over and over and over. Or what other else the crap on the radio is playing. The other radio, not this one. Because you know what? You're not going to listen to Weird Prog on most other stations. But so it has come to my attention that an Igbo is actually some sort of guitar instrument. But it is a brand name for either for electronic bow or energy bow. I would also like to point out that an energy bow is very often a weapon wielded by magical archers who have run out of arrows and then shoot energy arrows at demons. Okay, that is the other use of an energy bow. Because, like, a normal bow can't shoot energy arrows. That doesn't make any sense. Like, what is that? So when they've run out of wooden arrows and are too far from a shop, the magical archers can use an energy bow to shoot energy arrows. It does deplete their mana, granted, but mana usually recharges much more quickly than arrows do. So I would like to point out this difference here in what an Igbo is. So I was more on the second one. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was all about shooting energy beams. But apparently there's this actual thing called an Igbo, and it actually does something. But you know what? We don't have to bother with that. That's not a huge deal. Okay. I'm just trying to cover up my ass because I don't know anything. Anyway. So what is going on is I have two tickets to give away to Ostra, who is a band, and they're playing at the Electric Owl on November 16th. And if you would like to win tickets, they're playing with Young Galaxy and some other band that I can't pronounce. It starts with a T. It's got a vowel in it and some other consonants. What was I going to say? And yes, so to do so, I will play a track, another weird proggy track, because that's what I like to do. And then during which you can call in. The number is 604-822-2487. And I think all you've got to do is the question will be like, where was Ostra's first show in Vancouver? And then I guess when. I'm like 90% sure I know when it was. I've got it like in my head, but I'm like almost 100% sure, in which case I think I know that, but again, I don't really know anything. As a side note, I don't think anyone knows anything, so it's not just me, but I'm totally aware that I don't know anything. Nonetheless, phone number is 604-822-2487. Call, tell me when Oster played their first show, and you and a homie, or a date, or a blow-up doll can go to see Ostra on the 16th at the Electric Owl. Yes, okay, so the song I will play, in which case you guys have time to figure it out, rack your brain, or something to figure it out, is by a band called Aiua. A-I-U-A. I don't know how to pronounce it. Aiua? Aiua? Yaya, something. And they have an album, self-titled, called Ayua. Again, I reckon it'd have the same pronunciation. But anyway, this is that track. And yeah, so if you guys know when Astra played their first show, call in. All right.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just, as I tried to pronounce, A-I-U-A. Check it out. They're from New Orleans. They just released an album which you can pay or download for free off their Bandcamp. You can choose how much you want to pay for it. So you could, you know, just give them zero. They're really good. They're really good. That album was, still is, really good. And I recommend all y'all check it out. But, them tickets to Austria have been won by one person. and I do believe for those who are like, oh, I don't know where their first show is. I'm like 100% sure I saw, they played at Goody before, like, last year. And it might have been more than, like, well, like, more than a year ago. And that's when I first saw them, and I had no idea who they were. And I could only assume that if they played at Goody, that would probably be their first show in Vancouver. Goody is now since then shut down. But whatever, that was the answer. And they will be playing on the 16th with Young Galaxy, who I really like. And in light of that, they released an EP just recently called Sparkle, which just has a bunch of remixes by other bands by them. Which is really good. So I thought I would play the Young Galaxy remix on that album just because it's very fitting for that show. And if you so like the track, you can try to get tickets, try to sleep with the door person, try to master the art of invisibility, or any other such things. Time machine. All these different opportunities to get it. The simplest is you just buy a ticket. But for those who like to make things more complicated, feel free to practice being invisible for the next week. But anyway, this is Lose It, technically the original by Austria, and this is a Young Galaxy remix. It's really good.
No.
Okay, so that was awesome. Young Galaxy is really good. They have their own set of albums that, and their own songs, which are totally worth listening to. So is Austra, really good. Their original album is called Feel It Break, and that came out last year and was actually shortlisted on the Polaris was on the Polaris Prize shortlist before Arcade Fire took it, which is like, what the hell? That's lame. I kind of got mad when I heard that, because Arcade Fire does not count as a small independent band putting out music. They count as a big band. Anyway, nonetheless, it's just me and my issue with Arcade Fire. So they will be playing, not Arcade Fire, Austra and Young Galaxy, as I was saying, like 50 times, November 16th. So that's really happy. Also kind of happy, but very, very sad, is The Wizards, who's an awesome band name and relates to my topic on energy bows, will be playing their last show. I know, cue tears, on November 10th at the Cobalt. I do believe that, as I heard in the underground music scene rumor mill, that one of the members is rolling to Australia for a year to engage in surfing, sun, and debauchery. All three good things. Unfortunately, that leaves the other wizards stranded without one of the wizards. So they have, I guess, announced some sort of a hiatus, or I don't know how they're working it. But it is their last show for the foreseeable future. It will be really good. I'm amazingly excited. I have like a paper and a midterm both due on Thursday, and there's no school on Friday. So I am going to go hardball, because I like that. What was I going to say? Yeah. So they just released a little EP that you can download from their website called Party Owl the Time. Like owl, like O-W-L. Like a party owl. I guess an owl that parties. I don't know what is it about owls that specifically make them really good partiers. But it might be the copious amounts of alcohol they can drink. Because I don't know if you've ever, like, played shot for shot with an owl, but he or she, regardless of gender, will kick your ass. But anyway, although they're not... Whenever I drink with an owl, it just... He's not much of a partier. He doesn't want to dance. He just, like, slams shots. But anyway, I might have just been chilling with the wrong owls. This is the track Party Owl the Time, off their 2-song EP. You know, check it out. More so, though, come to the show. It will be stellar, and they better dress up. They always do, so they will likely do so again. Anyway, this is Wizards.
Hey, are you that DJ? Calling all bedroom DJs. If you think you've got what it takes to entertain a crowd and get them grooving, then Are You That DJ competition is for you. DJs are asked to submit a demo to enter to be shortlisted into CITR's annual That DJ competition. The deadline for submissions is November 10th. 8 DJs will be picked to play based on skill, sound quality, originality, and genre. DJs can use any platform they want to. Again, that's calling all DJs to submit a demo for CITR's That DJ competition by November 10th. Demos may be sent to thatdjcompetition@citr.ca.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. If you fancy yourself to be a DJ who is decent, then you should totally apply. I've kind of thought the idea of being a DJ would be really cool, me and along with like 500 other people. But then I always thought that if I were to DJ, it'd be like weird prog music, which makes for like fun DJing, but like I could not DJ a party. It'd be like DJing Godspeed and Magma together. I'd just scare the shit out of everybody. They'd be like, "What is this? I can't dance." I'd be like, "You're not supposed to dance. You're supposed to sit on your couch and watch the iTunes visualizer while you bake cookies or something, or, you know, eat something. I don't know." Anyway, nonetheless, for those who actually can DJ, and I'm sure there's at least one of you out there, you guys should totally send your stuff in, try, get a party going, make it a rager, you know, organize some sort of a streaking event, just because that's funny. But anyway, I'm done talking about that. What did I just play? Yes, I just played Wizards. They're really good. So it's, again, unfortunately, their last show. But you guys should all come out, check it out. In that note, upcoming shows include... I've been looking forward to the same shows for like the past month. M83 is playing on Saturday. I'm so excited. That's going to be phenomenal. They're playing at Venue, I believe. Then, as has been mentioned countless times before, Ostra on the 16th. Pat Jordash is playing on the 18th with Tune Yards. Also, the Fun Drive finale at the Biltmore with Shimmering Stars and a couple other bands that I don't remember off the top of my head will be playing on the 25th. Ghostface Killa is coming on the 11th. I'm not actually going to go to that. I don't really like it. It's just kind of funny. It's also kind of cool just to say his name, Ghostface Killa, because it's not Killer. No, it's Killa, which is that much more exciting. But anyway, I'm done chatting and such. What else is coming? I don't know. Well, you know what? You might be playing at that DJ competition. That's what could be an up-and-coming show. If you, you know, get off your ass and make it happen. But anyway, also in general, I'd like to remind you all that Fun Drive is also coming up. Fun Drive is really good. That's when the lifeblood of the station is... That's when we get a lot of the funding to keep doing what we're doing, which is a lot more than it might seem. We're like, not puppet masters, but something behind the scenes that does important thing without being as creepy as a puppet master. Maybe like the curtain person in a theater who, like, you don't know he's there, but without him, that curtain would not move at all, and it would just be a really bad show. Because you'd be watching it, and you'd hear the actors go on stage, but you couldn't see it, because the curtain man wasn't there. I feel like that's what CITR is. We are like curtain people. I feel like someone might yell at me for that metaphor. But anyway, I'm just going to preach it. I'm going to shut up. Okay, this is my last track. I've clearly run out of things to say. This is from one of my favorite bands ever. They are the Hylozoists from Toronto. They have been broken up for years. They don't think they exist anymore. Super unfortunate. The last time I checked, they weren't. But who knows? This is off an album that came out years ago, I think 2005. which gets further and further away. Oh, no, actually, 2009. So not even. But this is off the album Lil Deceptville, and this is a track, Your Band Doesn't Have the Legs I Thought It Would. And yeah, these guys, just super good. They have two albums out. I thoroughly recommend them both. All instrumental, really cool stuff. So thus concludes my show. I hope you guys somewhat enjoyed listening. I hope it wasn't a complete waste of your time. But, you know, if it was, whatever. You got 23 hours in the day that you didn't have to listen to me. For those who enjoyed it, I will be back here chatting and playing music again next week. Anyway, the Hylozoists. Have a good one.